history interview with Ruby Botiford conducted by Kristen Beisler at 2:28:93 at 7:30 p.m. The subject of this interview is the years 1927-1945. All I'd like you to do is tell where you were born and describe the farm that you were born in, that you lived on when you were a child.
Okay, I was born in Blount County, Springville, Alabama, 1927, on a 40-acre farm. My dad's name was James Leandro Glenn. My mother's name was Little Idella Dollar Glenn. I was born at home, born before the doctor came, as lots of babies were back then. And a friend of my mother's delivered me before the doctor came, because we had no telephones, no electricity, and my dad had to drive, or had to either go in his buggy or hire someone to carry him. There was only just very few people who had an automobile at that time on the mountain where we lived. And he would have to go to the little town named Springville and call the doctor in Oneonta. And by the time the doctor got there, I imagine there's about 2 hours or more elapsed. So there was no way the doctor could get there. So I have no earthly idea how, you know, my mother and dad lived under those conditions, but they did.
Well, you lived under those conditions, too. I mean, and you came out fine.
Oh, yes. I grew up there in the same household with 4 other children, 1 brother and 3 sisters. We had a wonderful life. We didn't know any better, and everybody else on the mountain were the same. They grew up the same way. We had kerosene lamps, and when we started school, my dad gave the property out there where the school was, and it was real close to the house. It wasn't near to our house, so we could walk to school, and we did our homework in the afternoons by kerosene light.
How you did that.
And I guess we had real good eyes.
Yeah. Because
but we made real good grades. We were real interested in school, and we always studied and got our homework. And,
was it a one-room schoolhouse?
It was 2-room. There was 3 grades in each room. First, second, third in one room. 4th, 5th, and 6th in the other. And the teachers, they only had 2 teachers that came out, and they would have to board with someone. So there was a teacher that boarded with us. His name was Mr. Robinette. And we learned to love the man. And he would play with us in the afternoon and night. He would grade papers by the lamplight. And so he boarded with us for years out there. Of course, when I finished the 6th grade, I had to ride a bus, a school bus, to Oneonta.
How far away is that?
Oh, that was about 35 miles.
Oh, wow.
One way.
So you were on that bus for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And in the mornings in the wintertime, we'd have to leave real early in order to get there by 8 o'clock.
So you got up probably before the sun came up.
Oh, it was dark. It wasn't daylight when we got up. And to top all of that, we had so much work to do. I mean, we had a wood stove. My mother would have to get for my dad to make the fire in the stove. And they would get breakfast. We couldn't go to school if we didn't eat breakfast. My mother wouldn't let us go to school without eating first. So by the time we did all of that and got ready, we had to catch the bus about 6:45.
Oh. So did you have a lot of chores to do around the farm before you could go?
Actually, my sister and I had to milk a cow. We had to do that before we went to school, lots of mornings. But now this wasn't until later years after my dad passed away. He died when we were all teenagers. My brother was only 10 years old, and we had to do everything. And actually, I don't know how my brother really survived, but we lived on the farm, like I say, and she rented the property out to farmers, and they would plant maybe on the halves, or, you know, that's the way we made our living part of the time.
So they would pay you guys to work the land, work your land? They would pay
uh-huh.
you?
Mm-hmm.
So they were sort of sharecroppers?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all grew cotton, right?
Yes. We grew cotton. We had to pick the cotton when it got ready.
Did y'all pick all 40 acres by hand?
Well, we didn't have all 40 acres in cotton. We had corn. We had tomatoes. We had a garden spot. We had soybeans in the corn, different. But we would have so many acres, about 10 acres in cotton.
What's it like to pick cotton? Because I've never had to do any of that.
Well, it's fun and then it's not. We got our fingers stuck a lot with the burrs. They're real sharp, the little points on the burrs and the cotton when it opens out.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't very well pick it with gloves on, so we didn't wear gloves. And it was tiring.
Real hot?
It was hot. We picked it in the fall, but it's still real hot weather, you know. And some of the hottest weather we had was in the fall.
What did it do to you?
August, September.
Yeah. What did it do to you physically? You had to hunch over a lot?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I guess it was just made us stronger. It didn't really bother us.
Well, that's good.
However, I would like to have a recording to keep for myself.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a recording of this, too. Casey said that there was a time when y'all went to school late. Y'all didn't start till October.
That's right. A couple of years there, when we had several acres of cotton, and we had to wait until October before we could start school. And by that time, you know, most children that were in school, they were way on ahead of us. Somehow or other, we worked hard and caught up. But then, in Blount County, where I attended school, there were so many cotton farmers, and they needed the children to help work and pick the cotton. They started to starting school in July and going 6 weeks and then out 6 weeks for cotton picking, they called it. And that way we didn't have to miss any school.
Oh. What was your daily routine like? What did you do? When you were in school, did you You said you got up early and you went to school. What did you do when you came home?
Okay, we got home about 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 4:30. In the wintertime, it was almost dark. My mother would already have supper cooked. And we would usually be real hungry by that time because we would eat lunch around 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would eat supper and then start getting our homework or doing whatever chores, going out and helping get wood in. We had a fireplace, we burned wood. And we had to draw our water from a well. And we'd have to draw 2 or 3 buckets of water. We had a reservoir on the stove where we would fill up with water, and then when we had the fire in the stove, it would heat this water in the reservoir, and that's what we used to wash our dishes. When we needed hot water, we had it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the reservoir was not filled up, we'd have to see that it was filled up. And make sure everything outside was done. There wasn't very much to do around, outside in the wintertime.
Were the weekends any different?
Oh, on weekends we played outside, we played ball, we looked forward to the weekends because we had a lot of friends around and they would visit us and we'd visit them. We'd have ball games and we'd have, in the wintertime we would play card games or Chinese checkers or.
So even though you lived on a farm, you weren't isolated?
Oh, no. No.
Did you have a lot of friends?
Oh, yes. We had lots of friends. All of them were just like we were. I mean, they lived on the farm, too, and we walked everywhere we went. So it was really not, we weren't really isolated as much as you might think. But it was a real happy life, enjoyable.
Who was your best friend? You remember your... Best friend?
Probably the Champion girls. There were 3 sisters, and there were 3 of us. Well, 4 of us. But we were real good friends with the Champion girls. They lived just over the hill from us, and we played together.
I had a question. What were your parents like? What did they like to do? Or were they just so busy with the farm and stuff that they didn't really have any spare time to have a lot of fun stuff to do?
Well, during that time, until I was 19 years old, we didn't have electricity. We had no radios. We had no way of communication, no telephones, no radios, no TVs. But we did have a mailman and we subscribed to the Birmingham Post. And my mother looked forward every day to the mailman, and she read the paper lots. My dad was usually busy outside, and if it was wintertime, he was cutting wood, shelling corn or shucking corn or repairing pasture fences and just working around the farm, just doing things around the place. And my mother was probably busy keeping our clothes washed and everything. She had to wait until it was real warm sunshiny day to wash because she had to rub the clothes on the rug board and hang them outside on the line.
Did y'all make all your clothes?
She made most of our clothes, she said.
Did y'all have a sewing machine?
Yes, she had a sewing machine.
What kind of sewing machine was it?
It was the old treadle.
Oh, really?
Type. Mm-hmm.
Did she teach you to sew on that?
Yes.
I guess you made a lot of clothes on sewing machines yourself.
Well, I didn't until after I married, but I made, after I married, I made.